You are listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We believe that Jesus came to set you free and nothing can cancel the truth of God's word. Now here's your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, Pastor Joey Santora.
What is going on in Canceled? How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm sure that sounded all the better.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have the new mic.
Come on.
Yeah, we do. You know, something I haven't really publicly announced, I don't think. I've told some people. We actually now are available on any, like, I guess not network, but app platform. Yeah, that's the word. Platform that you can watch a podcast. We're available now on Spotify and YouTube as we've always been, but we're available on like even like Pandora, Apple Podcasts, whatever, wherever you could probably watch a podcast, we are likely on. So we're on pretty much, all platforms now. So if you have a friend that has Apple Podcasts or something, go ahead and send this to them. And, also, what?
The uncanceled background is behind us. I can change it later.
That's all right. That's all right. You guys don't mind, right?
I didn't hear anything.
That's all right. That's all right, man. It's our Impact Youth. We were just recording some other stuff. We're doing next Wednesday. That would be the 17th. Or the 18th?
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is going to be the 11th.
Ooh. It's going to be the 11th. I don't even know what week I'm in. It's going to be the 11th. So next Wednesday, the 11th, we're going to do a service basically where we're really pushing everyone to invite their friends. And we were just recording some promotional stuff for that. But I wanted to say something else and it completely went out of my head. Oh yeah. We also now on our podcast, have sermons from Wednesday night that are uploaded every single week. So if you want to rewatch a sermon from Wednesday night or re-listen to a sermon from Wednesday night, like in the gym or something like that, you can go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or you can even send it to a friend for them to listen to on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever they listen to, and they can listen to the sermon from Wednesday night. So
sure can.
Light work.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
It's time. Two, rate that crumble cookie. Here we go. All right.
I'll tell you this.
What's up?
I'm very pleased with my choice and excited for the cookie.
Okay, cool. All right. The cookie flavors this week are cookies and cream milkshake, holiday birthday cake, milk chocolate chip, strawberry crinkle, lemon bar, and honey bun. Anna Clara, if you're watching the podcast, this week, which I think that you will be, but if you watch the podcast this week, do not feel bad because big reveal. Last Saturday, I was at my in-law's house and Lindsay was talking to me, my sister-in-law, Evangelist Lindsay, she was talking to me and she said to me, you know, Crumble Cookie has this really good cookie called the cookies and cream milkshake. Mm. And she said, I wonder when they'll have it again. And me just kind of being like, whatever, went, let me check right now. I'll see if they had it next week. And so I went to look at the cookies for next week and I was reading them and I was like, oh, they have cookies and cream milkshake. And I started to read through them and I went, I'm not supposed to look at the cookies. So I have known this entire week what the cookies are, but this was my big reveal. Have I been thinking about it? I kind of already locked in my answer. And Anna Clara just kind of ruined and foiled my plans yesterday because I was just going to be like, cookies and cream milkshake, that's what it is. And I still kind of feel like that is what it is because it's literally what you like. It's what you dream of. If I had a close second, I will express that. If I had a close second, it would be honey bun, would be a close second, but I'm not going to overthink this. You like Oreos. I like Oreos. We've never had cookies and cream milkshake before. I'm going to go with cookies and cream milkshake.
Well,
and it's honey bun. Oh,
I don't know, man. Sorry, AC. Sorry, Evangelist Lindsay. Honey bun just looked better to me.
Honey bun does sound good. It's okay. I'm definitely not going to get crumbled tomorrow night. It's definitely not going to happen. I am going to get crumbled tomorrow night, 100%. And I'll try it tomorrow night. I'm going to get crumbled. And I think tomorrow night, I've been like eating really good this week. And I think tomorrow night I'm going to get some mini crumble cookies and I'm going to get some Chick-fil-A tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
So, turkey and rice is really where it's at though, bro.
Let me tell you. I don't think I've not had turkey and rice on any given day in a long time.
You have it every day?
I have it every day.
Do you put sriracha on it?
I put Frank's Red Hot on it.
Frank's is good. You know, I might go Frank's next time because sriracha, with the amount that I was putting on, it was probably like 100 calories, the sriracha.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's like 5 calories per teaspoon.
Right.
So it's probably like 100.
Yeah, Frank's is nothing. I've recently dialed back on the Frank's because every time I have it, here or like wherever, people are just like, dude, oh my gosh, all I smell is like your sauce and like all this stuff. And I was like, maybe I'm putting a little too much on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it's good.
I'm sure your BMs were awesome. It can get spicy, folks. Anyway, I'll be honest with you. I'm not upset that you picked this one.
Okay.
Honey bun is a good option.
It looks so good.
No, it looks good. It looks so good. I almost went honey bun because AC's comment yesterday about the cookies and cream milkshake. I was like, I wonder if he just went honey bun this week just to be like different. But you would have gone honey bun anyway is what you're saying.
Yeah, I really think I would.
You should have made AC feel bad and said no. I like it, man. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to having some honey bun.
Me too.
Let's do it, bro. This looks like a honey bun, like it the does. Little Debbie like honey buns.
Oh, we lost them.
That is so weird. Let me look at this description. That's disappointing.
What did you think?
I didn't think it was going to taste like every cinnamon cookie that they've had.
Me neither. I was looking for more honey.
Dude. Like, tell me that doesn't just taste like, kind of like the, what's that cinnamon cookie we really like? The churro. One. Tell me that doesn't taste like the churro. At least a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, it does. I didn't read the description and I just kind of didn't foresee that.
Honey butter glaze, really? Was there a honey butter glaze on
that? Didn't really taste it.
Here's something that I'm starting to get critical with crumble cookie about.
I mean, we should. This is like week like 16 or 17 or 18 or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, we've done a lot of weeks.
I'm really starting to see with crumble cookie, their flavors kind of are like
overlap.
Marketed. They overlap and they're marketed as something different, but they're really just the same thing. So like, didn't we have something Oreo one time?
I feel like we did.
I feel like we might've. I'd be curious if like, this is like cookies and cream milkshake. I would hope that there's like some type of like different dynamic here, but like, I just kind of feel like their flavors are starting to mesh together a little bit. And it's like, honey bun, I wanted more of that classic honey bun taste.
Yeah, right.
The one from the Little Debbie's, you know? Now, I will say this, it's tasty.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
No, like tomorrow when I don't get mini crumble cookies, right. I'm definitely not going to get, no, I'm just, all right, I'll stop talking like that. Tomorrow when I get mini crumble cookies, I'm going to get a honey bun and I'm going to probably really enjoy it.
What's like, your third going to be?
I think I'm, what's it called? I think I might get 12.
12?
I won't eat all 12 of them. I'll eat like two of them. But I'll, what's it called? Sometimes I just get the 12 and then like I give them to people. I don't know why.
Are you having people over?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not having people. No, I'm just kidding. I just might get 12. And sometimes like,
well, if you had to pick a third, if you were only going to get three, what would your third be?
All right, fine. I'm going to eat 12. No, I'm just kidding. Brianna's probably going to have two. But, dude, I don't know what's going on today. Yeah, usually, and then I'll save like two of them, and then I'll bring like the others, like either to like church or something like that, or just like give them to somebody else. But I do it so that I could have, this was leading to the answer to your question, because this seems totally irrelevant right now, because I want to try all of them, all the different cookies. And so I'll get like one of the Jimmy Fallon, one of the caramel butter toffee cake, one of the cookies and cream, and there's eight of them, and you can't get a eight back. Okay. Everybody understand, I'm not just this big, fat, old Big Back. I'm going to have like a little taste of maybe each of them. And then I'm going to give some of them away. All right. I just want to be clear on that. But
prayer and fasting's coming up.
Prayer and fasting's coming up. If I had to pick a third, it would either be between the holiday birthday cake and the strawberry crinkle. Probably the strawberry crinkle, because it seems like something different. The holiday birthday cake is going to taste like birthday cake.
Yeah. I think you're totally right about them overlapping flavors.
Yeah. Like, all right, crumble cookie, get me in. Look at me. I'm going to need something out of the box here. I'm going to need you guys to really dig down deep for something new. What's something new that they could do? Something they haven't done before. Let's come up with it right now. Let's propose a crumble cookie.
I don't know, man. That's their job.
All right. Go with something crazy here.
Goldfish.
A peanut butter base cookie. Okay? The base is peanut butter. Okay? With Oreos in the cookie and a peanut butter chocolate icing.
I'm tracking. Sounds great.
That's something kind of different, right? I don't think that they've really done that. Wait, didn't they do a peanut butter Oreo one time that we tried?
Yeah, there was some kind of combination there. There was like a peanut butter chocolate pie. I don't know. Maybe it's difficult to come up with like a new thing.
Maybe it is, but I only thought about that for like 5 seconds. So it wasn't like I like him just like, that's not my full-time job, is to think about crumble cookie creations. So like, I would hope that you know, it's like, you remember that like video?
No. There's got to be like a conference room somewhere, wherever crumble cookie headquarters is. And they're just sitting around the table and they're just like, what if we do another cinnamon one?
But we just call it honey bun.
like, come on, like, get the wheels turning a little bit.
What about like a zebra cake cookie?
That's interesting.
Something different. What if they put cream in the cookie? Like they stuff the cookie with cream, like a zebra cake. I think crumble cookie, hire me. I only want free crumble cookie for life. And $100,000. But I only want that small request, and I want to be able to still continue doing what God's called me to do. But all those things together, I just came with a great cookie for you guys. Boom. There you go. Go ahead and put in the comments. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and put in the comments what crumble cookie combination you think that they should make. Go ahead, put it in the comments. And if you don't put something in the comments, I'm just so saddened by that. I'm such a loser. I went and commented on my own YouTube channel. Forgot to hide my name.
It's like Kevin Durant.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he was like responding to fans. Well, he had a burner, but like they found out it was him. A while ago.
If you were an NBA player, though, would you have a burner?
I probably wouldn't care enough. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I would want to just have fun. See how popular I can get just making like, dude, what if you like leak stuff about yourself?
That's.
And then people followed your page and you're just like leaking this. You're like hearing that Joey Santora is out tonight with an injury. You break it like before anybody else.
Be nice.
Okay. Well, that has nothing to do with crumble cookie. We didn't rate this, dude. We just started yapping. We do this all the time.
What the heck?
All right. Here's the thing. It's good, but I'm going to rate it to the fact that it does not taste like a honey bun.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
It doesn't really taste like a honey bun, but it's still really good, and I still had an enjoyable experience eating it because I'm really disappointed, and I needed more honey in there. You know, I needed more of like a Texas Roadhouse type butter on top or whatever, like something like that. Because I needed that, I'm going to give this a 6.5.
That's right where I was at.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, it's, I can't even, I almost said 7. I said, that just sounds too good.
Yeah.
If it was like, if this was just like a cinnamon cookie or whatever, I would give it higher than that. I had the churro a couple weeks ago when they had it again. And it just tasted like churro without like as much icing on it.
That one's really good. You know, Texas Roadhouse is right across the street from Crumble. They should
do a collab.
That would be something.
Dude, we are on this today.
Steak cookie.
And you lost me. We were there. What about like a, what's like a good like collab? Another good collab.
I don't know. Mate.
Dude, they should do a Bananas Foster cookie at Crumble Cookie.
I don't know exactly what Banana Foster is.
It's like banana, obviously. Foster. No, I'm just kidding. It's like banana and vanilla, like vanilla cream. And I think it has like vanilla wafers in it as well.
Because we had the Bonafi pie a while ago.
Oh, they kind of did have that. Not bad. Oh, man. Check me. Oh, you guys are trying these are. Well, thanks for tuning in to Rate That Crumble Cookie. But before you move on, I wanted to tell you that I'm excited for the rest of this year and I'm excited for the new year. In the new year, we're going to be starting a series at Impact that I'm very excited about. You're going to hear it here first on the podcast. Actually, technically, I said it last night, but you're going to hear it here right now. We are going to start a series called Grow Up. Grow Up. And we're going to talk about growing up spiritually. Like, it's all right to be a baby Christian for a little while, but everybody needs to grow up at some point. Imagine if, this is quite the image, imagine if Ben and I were still in diapers right now. That would be problematic. But the thing is that there are people who have been saved for as long as me and Ben have been alive that are still in their spiritual diapers. This is a very weird analogy, but it's true. They're still drinking milk. They're still in their diapers and they haven't grown up in their faith. And so I really felt in my spirit to start the year with grow up. And I still am in my spirit. I feel that God's leading me for a theme for next year. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to say that right now, so I won't. But there's going to be a theme for next year. It's kind of going to go along with that. But we're going to grow up at the beginning of next year. And we're going to teach on some deeper things. You're going to see maybe even some more podcast teachings that may be deeper. Maybe some of the pre-services might turn into podcasts because we're going to talk about some things like communion. Like, what is communion? What's the purpose of communion? We're going to talk about that type of stuff. We're going to talk about the hand of the Lord. What does that mean in the Bible and stuff? So there's going to be some deeper things that we're going to start to get into. But yeah, thanks for tuning in to Rate That Crumble Cookie. And thanks for tuning into the podcast. As always, we love you guys very much. We're excited for the upgrades that are happening here. And I have one more thing to say, Ben.
What's that?
I want you guys to know that I see that some people that watch the podcast maybe after watching a video or something. And I just wanted to thank you guys for your generosity and your obedience to the Lord. We were able to buy this month a bunch of stuff for the youth ministry because of the generosity of people. And one thing that really blessed my heart the most was that we got to buy gifts for a whole family for Christmas. We were able to buy a gift for four kids in a family. And we got good stuff too. We didn't just get them like, you know, trash or whatever. We got them things that they wanted and we were able to buy it for them for Christmas. And this was a family that was in need, you know, in this time of year. And we were able to bless them. So that really blessed me. We were able to buy this awesome microphone right here that you're listening to. We were able to buy, this, you know, mic stand here that we have. We were able to buy some chairs for the impact room. And there's a bunch of other things that we got as well. So really thankful to God for him moving people's hearts to give. And I'm thankful for your obedience. So we love you guys. And you guys are going to enjoy a great podcast teaching today from Ben. He's a great guy. And he's a huge part of this ministry. And I know that he's going to have something really great to say to you guys today. And I want you to know he's doing the podcast today, not because I don't have anything that I could teach about. I could teach about something right now if I wanted to. But I just really felt to have Ben do it today. So Ben's going to be doing the podcast today. Enjoy the teaching with him. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Cool.
Ha! No, I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you everybody for clicking through, I guess, or continuing to watch. I'm excited to be bringing this teaching today. I'm grateful for Impact Youth, and I'm grateful to God for everything that that I get the privilege of doing. I'm grateful for Pastor Joey and Pastor Brianna as the leaders of this ministry. And I really am just grateful to the Lord to be here. But I'm excited to bring this to you today. I was kind of going back and forth. Pastor Joey asked me earlier if I would do the podcast, and I was kind of going back and forth between a couple different things that I was maybe going to talk about. And I really felt to talk about this, and it really, I think, goes in line with everything that Pastor Joey's been talking about recently, and just everything that we're doing at Impact. And that's this idea: to give God your best every day. Give God your best every day. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was reading the Bible, and I was reading the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. And this idea to make sure that every day, when the day is over, you're able to get before the Lord and say, God, I gave you my best today. I gave you everything that I had, everything that was in front of me to do. God, I did my best. I worked my best at it. I gave you my very, very best today. And I guess we'll just get into it. Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the talents. I'll just summarize it because, well, I guess I'll read it. Matthew 25, verse 14. Jesus was given this story. He said, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the five talents went at once and traded with them, and he made five talents more. So also he who had the two talents made two talents more. But he who had received the one talent went and dug it in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with him. And he who had received the five talents came forward, bringing five talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me five talents. Here I have made five talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And then the one who he had given two talents to did the same thing. He made two talents more. The master said the same thing. But then in verse 24, he also who had received the one talent came forward saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.'" Obviously, when this
passage and when this parable is preached, a lot of times we focus on the servant who just got the one talent and didn't do anything with it. And rightfully so. God expects us to produce with what he's given us in our hands. God expects production. God expects us to use well what he's given us. He expects us to, and he wants us to be a good steward of the talents and the abilities and the time and everything that God has given us, the money that he's given us, everything. God wants us to be good stewards. But I want to focus a little bit on what the servants that had the five talents and the servant that had the two talents heard from their master when he came back to settle accounts. So verse 21, again, the five talent guy got five talents more and brought it back to his master. Verse 21, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Give God your best every single day. I want at the end of every day to be able to get before the Lord and say, "God, everything that you gave me to do today, everything that was in front of me to do, I gave my very best at. I gave my best effort. I did everything that was in front of me to do to the absolute maximum level of excellence that I was able to do it." And I want to be able to say that before the Lord every day. You know, to be transparent, there have been days where I haven't worked as hard as I could have or done as much as I should have. And at the end of the day, when you get before the Lord, when you're going to bed, whatever, and if you're talking to God, and it's just, it feels like, man, I'm disappointed that I could have done more and I didn't. But this idea, give God your best every single day. And really, when we think of what the master said to this servant who had five talents, he said, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I don't know about you, but growing up in church, this was always something that I heard talked about that we would hear when we get to heaven, that we want to use well what we're doing on this earth and use the time well that we have on this earth so that when we get to heaven, not only do we get in, but we hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You did well with what I gave you to do on the earth." Obviously, the things that we do don't save us. But when we get to heaven, we want to hear God say, "Good job. You did a good job. You used your time well. You did what I called you to do. Good job." And that's absolutely, you know, the end goal is that when we get to heaven, we hear God say that. But what is a life but a collection of days? You know, we're going into 2024, we're ending 2024. We're going into 2025. And I think that this is another reason why I really wanted to talk about this now and why the Lord's having me talk about it now is because exactly what Pastor Joey said. I can't remember if he said it on the podcast, but he recorded a video before. We don't want to just walk into 2025. We don't want to like barely get to 2025 because we just, you know, sat back and did nothing the last month of the year. No, we want to run into 2025. We want to get to 2025 with the mindset of already having a lot of momentum behind us going into this new year, ready to see everything that God has for us and to accomplish everything that God has for us to do. But what is a year but a collection of days? You know, we can look at, you know, the end goal a lot of times, and we should look at the end goal. We should have a vision. The Bible says, make the vision plain. That he that reads it, write the vision down, make it plain so that he who reads it can run with it. It's important to have vision. Pastor Joey and Brianna have vision for this youth ministry. Big vision that big things are going to take place, that we're going to see God do great, great things in our area and in the lives of the students. But what, you know, how do we accomplish that vision when it seems so far away? The way that we do it is by making sure that every day we're giving our very best to God in efforts to accomplish that vision. To ensure that we hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But what is a year but a collection of days? You know, you might have big goals for 2025. That's great. You should have big goals for 2025. You should have big things that you're excited to do for God, that God's put on your heart to do. And you should be excited for those big things and those big plans. But what is 2025 if day by day you're not making the most of every opportunity? If you're not making the most of every opportunity every day, then over the course of a week, a month, and months go by, and then, you know, the year is over before you've not, and you've not accomplished the thing that God has given you to do and the vision that you have. But if you take a step back a little bit and have the mindset of God, yes, this is the vision that you've given me, and today, this is what I'm going to do to accomplish that vision. God, what do you have me to do today to accomplish the vision that you've given me? That's a great question to ask. Every morning, you can get before the Lord and say, God, what do you have for me to do today? What do you have for me to do today? Any vision that God has given you to accomplish will only be accomplished by daily diligence to that vision. Any vision that God has given you to accomplish, you'll only be able to accomplish if you're diligent on a daily basis to see that thing done. What did the Apostle Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9? He said that he beats his body like a slave daily. He disciplines his body, not like literally beating himself, but that he doesn't let his flesh run the show so that he can run his race, so that he can accomplish the thing that's set before him. Jesus, in Luke 9:23, he said, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. It's a daily thing. This Christian life, yes, at the end of the day, we want to make it to heaven. But the way that we get there is by taking every day at a time. And this is not, you know, to say that we shouldn't have vision and that we shouldn't look ahead to the future. Certainly, we should expect great things of God. We should have dreams and aspirations and vision that God has placed on the inside of us. But at the same time, we can have the mindset that God, that's where you're taking me. And today I'm going to do what I can do to give you my best so that I make sure that I get there and that I accomplish the thing that you're giving me to do. We need to give God our best every single day. And at the end of this year, you know, it's December 5th when we're recording this. You'll see it on December 6th. And so there are like 25 days left in the year. Don't just, you know, spend these 25 days doing nothing. Spend each of these 25 days giving God your very best, making sure that at the end of every single day, when the sun goes down and you're going to go to bed, make sure that you can say, God, I gave you my best today. I did well with everything that you gave me to do. And that's in everything, right? What does the Bible say in Colossians 3:23? I'll read it to you. Colossians chapter 3. Ephesians. I have the song that helps me when I'm looking for chapters of the Bible. If you know what I'm talking about, cool. If you don't, then I just sang a little bit of a song, and that's probably a little weird. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. The Bible says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. But notice what it says. It says, whatever you do, you don't have to be a full-time minister to work for God. And really, you know, everything is kind of making sense in my head. Just everything that I've been hearing, in services and from great, you know, voices in the Christian faith recently. But you don't have to be a minister to work for God. People think that it's just pastors and evangelists and teachers and apostles, prophets that get to do the work of God. And while, yes, they sit in the fivefold and they're, you know, responsible for different things, each and every person is responsible to work for God. And so the Bible says here, whatever you do, work heartily for the Lord. You may be a student watching this and you're like, okay, but like, what can I do? You can give God your very best every single day as a student. You can give your best at school. If you have a job, you can give your best at that job. Even if it's like a whatever job that you're just working while you're in high school or whatever, give God your best in it. Steward it well. Be like the servant in the parable of the talents that used well what was in front of him. He got five talents from the Lord and he went and he made five talents more. That can be you. That at your job, you work as hard as you possibly can, doing your very best, understanding that yes, you want to do a good job and everything, you want, you know, your boss to be happy with it. But at the end of the day, you're doing it unto the Lord. One of our awesome students Matt Parkhurst, who is a senior, and I'm going to miss the heck out of him when he graduates. But Matt, I was talking to Matt recently, not recently, it was like a month ago, but I was talking to Matt and just talking to him about his job. He works at Dick's Sporting Goods at the mall. And I was just asking him about it, like whatever. And I can't remember. I was asking him like if it was like tedious or boring or whatever. And he was like, yeah, like it can be at times, but you know, all unto God. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And it's so true. You can give your very best to God every single day in whatever you're doing right now. Whatever you're doing right now. It's important to have vision. It's important to know where God is taking you. But where are you right now? What are you doing right now to accomplish that vision and to make it there? As a student, this time of your life is important. Make sure that every time you come to church on a Wednesday night or on a Sunday or whatever, you're getting the absolute most out of it. You're squeezing every last bit out of impact that you possibly can. Make sure that you're giving God your very best every single day. Don't let a day go by that you lay down at the end of the night and you say to yourself, man, you know, I could have done a little bit more. Or I could have tried a little bit harder. I could have given a better effort and produced something better than what I did today. Now, listen, this is not to say, you know, that we shouldn't rest. I'm not by any means suggesting that we, you know, shouldn't rest, that, you know, don't even go to sleep because you have to give God your best every day, 24 hours, like all this kind of stuff. No. Like, we have to rest. We live in these human bodies, and these human bodies need rest. Our minds need rest, you know? There are times where it's important to, like, take a step back and just relax. God rested when he was creating everything on the seventh day. And that's not because he needed to, but he was modeling for us the importance of rest, right? And so, it's important to rest. I'm not suggesting that, you know, you shouldn't ever take time to relax or whatever. But don't let rest, you know, don't let that importance of rest overtake your time where you should be doing something, where you should be giving God your best. Don't let rest become, you know, 19 hours of your day and then, or whatever, 22 hours of your day, but then, you know, or 23 hours of your day, but then a couple hours, you know, you're giving like some effort and, you know, you're doing like a little bit of what you can. Don't let it be like that. Make sure to rest. Yes, absolutely. But make sure that you are giving God your best every single day. Make sure that you're giving God your best every single day. And this is really the reason why, is because right now, as a Christian, it is not time to sit on our hands and do nothing. It's time to move and to make moves for God. It's time to make moves for God. And let me encourage you with this, because, you know, you could be a student watching this and you think like, you know, what can I really do for God? Let me encourage you again. Use well what you have. Use well the time that you have where you're at. Use it the very best that you possibly can. The Bible says that God to despise not the day of small beginnings, because God delights to see the work begin. Paul told Timothy to not let them look down on him because he was young. Don't let people look down on you, or don't let yourself be convinced that you can't do anything for God just because you're young. God can use you exactly where you're at. God can use you exactly where you're at. And it's time to be used of God. It's time to be found working for God. Evangelist Wesley preached during the fall revival, phenomenal services, phenomenal messages about working for God. It's time to be found working for God. It's time to move. As Christians, we have been given a great opportunity to move. And that's really why I wanted to, you know, to teach on this and to encourage you with this today, is because, again, you know, I was kind of thinking, just, I don't know, I'm just kind of talking and letting you know what I was thinking. I was kind of thinking that this would be like a good thing for the start of the new year. But again, Pastor Joey mentioned this last night, either in pre-service or in service. The new year is arbitrary. Like, yeah, we turn the calendar and it's just another day. Like, it doesn't actually like have to have this like massive significance in our lives. Culturally, like, it's significant and all that kind of stuff. Cool. And there's nothing like wrong with that. But we have 25 days or 26 days left in this year. We can use each one of those days well. We can make sure that we're giving God our best every single day. And it overflows into next year. And we flip the calendar and we're in 2025 already with momentum, already running into the things that God has for us in 2025. And let me encourage you, if you're watching this and you're a part of Impact Youth, which you probably are, 2025 is going to be an amazing year for this youth ministry. It's going to be an amazing year for Faith Church, and it's going to be an amazing year for this youth ministry. Pastor Joey and Brianna have great vision and great things that God has placed on the inside of them to do, and we're going to see those things take place in 2025. We're going to see those things take place even before 2025. Next week, Pastor Joey has in his heart to really push the students to invite somebody. Make sure that you're a part of that. Make sure that if you're a student watching this, that you're not coming to Impact Youth next week alone. It's time to move. It's time to do a great thing for God. God has great things in store for this youth ministry the rest of this year and in 2025. And we're going to see God do great, great things. I believe that with my entire heart, because God has Pastor Joey and Brianna here to do a great work for him. And they're obedient, humble servants of God. And they are going to accomplish everything that God's given them to accomplish. And let me encourage you, if you're a part of this youth ministry, get ready to see God do amazing things, not only in this ministry, but in your life as well. It's going to be awesome. The last 25, 26 days of this year are going to be awesome. 2025 is going to be awesome. I'm so excited for 21 days of prayer and fasting. And this really, this really has just turned into an encouragement. To give God your best every single day. That God has great things in store. And every single day, God has something for you to do. And you can give God your very best. Make sure that at the end of the day, you're going to sleep knowing that, God, I gave you my best today. I worked well with what you gave me to do. I gave my best effort. I did everything as excellently as I possibly could. Let that be you. Let that be your story. Be like the servant in the parable of the talents. That heard from God, well done, good and faithful servant. Let that be you. It's time to move. It's time to move, and it's time to work for God. It's time to move, and it's time to work for God. Pastor Joey taught a bit on this last night in pre-service and encouraged everybody. If there's something that God has placed in your heart to do, do it. Don't wait. God honors moves forward. God honors big moves forward. You know why? Because it takes faith to make a big move. It takes faith to make a big move. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know what that means? It means that with faith, it's very possible to please God. That faith is the thing that pleases God. And so when we make big moves for God in our lives, God is honored and God is pleased by that. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, the Israelites were about to, they were coming up on the Red Sea and the Egyptian army was behind them. And so they were kind of freaking out and they were like, Moses, what the heck do we do? And the Bible says this, that Moses said in verse 13, Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you and you have only to be silent. And a lot of people preach and teach that. How many know God's going to fight your battles for you? You don't have to do a thing. Just sit still. God's going to work it out. Just, go to sleep, whatever, all this stuff. The Lord actually rebukes Moses for saying this. And that's not to say that God doesn't fight for us. Absolutely, God fights for us, 100%. But look at what the Lord says to Moses. Verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. What did God say to Moses? He said, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Tell the people to go forward. And what happened? As they went forward, as Moses used what he had in his hand, what God had already given him to use, as they moved and as they stepped out in faith, God parted the Red Sea. And in a crazy miracle, like absolutely insane miracle. Why? Because as they stepped out in faith, God moved on their behalf. Pastor Joey read this scripture last night, and I know it, but I don't know the reference. Proverbs 21:31. The Bible says, The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. You know what that means? It means that it's our responsibility to actually like do what we can do. And then we rely on the Lord to bring the victory. Again, Moses said, you don't have to do a thing. Just stand completely still. God's going to work for you. Don't worry about it. Take a nap if you want, whatever. And God said, why are you telling them to do that? Tell them to get moving. Tell them to go forward. Use the staff that I've given you in your hand. Let me encourage you, at the end of this year and going into next year, don't wait. If God has given you something to do, maybe it's a Bible study at your school, maybe it's, you know, talking to that one friend that you like really feel to talk to, whatever it is that God's given you to do, step out in faith and do that thing. It's time to get moving. It's time to get moving. And as you move, God's going to fight for you. As you go and as you step out to do the thing, God's going to fight for you. God honors big moves of advancement because they take faith. They take faith to do. It takes faith. And God is pleased by our faith. When we step out and when we do something for God, when we say, God, you know, you've given me this thing to do. I feel to do this thing. But God, this, and you know, I'm not sure how everything's going to work. And I'm not sure if everything is going to, you know, come together like that. But God, you gave me this instruction. You told me to do this thing. Let's go. And I'm going to do it. As you do that, everything that you can't make happen on your own, God is going to come and God's going to put his hand on that thing and make sure that it's successful. But it takes us stepping out in faith. It's time to move and it's time to do something. Make sure that you're giving God your best every single day. Make sure that you're giving God your best every single day. And I'll encourage you with this. Lastly, how do we do that? How do we do it? Because a lot of times it can feel like you don't feel like working hard. You don't feel like giving God your best. Could be that you're tired one day. Could be that you're not feeling well one day. How do we do it? The way that you do it is Zechariah 4:6. Not by your might or by your power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. You have to understand that the thing that God has given you to do, you can't do by your own might and by your strength. Yes, it's important to use well what God has given you, and we have to do what we can do. But we have to understand that at the end of the day, it is the Spirit of God on the inside of us that gives us the power to do what God has called us to do. Philippians 2:13, the Bible says that it is God working in you, giving you the power and the desire to do what's pleasing to him. God's going to help you. As you finish out this year, as you run to finish out this year, as you, you know, invite people to impact in the coming weeks, as you go into 2025, how can you do it? You can do it by the Spirit of God. What does the Bible say? Philippians 4:13, all things are possible. What does the Bible say? Let me think. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's not by your might or by your power. It is by the Spirit of God. What does the Bible say in Romans 8:11? It says the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in us and gives life to this mortal body, quickens this mortal body like a shot of adrenaline. You have something to do and you don't feel like doing it, but you understand, God, your Spirit lives on the inside of me. Let's go. And there's a quickening that takes place and you can run and you can go do that thing. The very, very best that you're possibly able to do it by the Spirit of God, giving God your best every single day, every single day. What does the Bible say? 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the whole earth, looking for those who are fully committed to him, that God may strengthen them. There's a strength that comes when you say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm fully in. Let's go. God, you've given me this instruction. Let's go. I'm going to work it my very, very best, the very best that I possibly can. And there's a strength from heaven that comes when you have that mindset and have that heart. What does the Bible say? Isaiah chapter 40. This is great. Isaiah 40. And again, this really is just an encouragement. This is just an encouragement. Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. What does the Bible say? It says that those who wait upon the Lord, those who are actively pursuing the Lord, they shall run and not be weary. You can run the rest of this year. You can run into 2025. You can run through 2025, not by your might or by your power, not by your intellect or by your, you know, just willpower, but by the Spirit of God. You can do everything that God has laid on your heart to do because His Spirit lives on the inside of you. Let that be an encouragement to you today that you can do it by the Spirit. Pastor Joey taught that last night. He said, "You're doing great. You're doing great. Let me encourage you. You can do everything that God has placed in your heart to do by His Spirit. By His Spirit. Give God your best every single day and watch as it compounds. Because again, what is a life but a collection of days? What is a year but a collection of days? Give God your best every day. There's 25 days in the rest of this month. When this comes out, if you're watching this, make it your goal. Make it your everyday goal. God, I'm going to give you my best today. God, what do you have for me to do today? What do you want me to do today? It's a great question to ask the Lord. One time I asked the Lord that one morning, and what I heard him tell me was just to do everything on my, like, make sure that everything on my task list at work got done. I have a book and I write down everything that I have to do, you know, for the week or for the day or whatever. And I just like heard and felt the encouragement. Make sure that at the end of the day, everything on that list was crossed off. And I said, all right, let's go. And the Lord helped me as I went about that day. It was a busy day, but the Lord helped me to get every single thing done. Ask God every day, God, what do you have for me to do today? And give God your best wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, give God your best every single day. Amen. I hope that was an encouragement to you. I really do hope that was an encouragement to you. You know, as I'm pretty often as I'm podcasting or when Pastor Joey asked me to hop on here, I feel as though I can hear myself and it sounds unhappy or like aggressive. I don't mean to sound that way. I really hope that this was an encouragement to you. I hope that you heard something that was a blessing to you. I'll do this because I know that Pastor Joey is cool with it because I've asked him before, but and he thanked you for it before this teaching. But if you feel to give into Impact Youth, I'll pop the giving slide up. But if you feel to give, all the ways to give are on the screen. Let me encourage you with this. This is a phenomenal place to sow into. Impact Youth is phenomenal ground to sow into. Why? Because Impact Youth does great things for God. Pastor Joey and Pastor Brianna are not sitting around doing nothing. They're making moves for God. This youth ministry makes moves for God. So if you want to give, if you want to sow, you can do that if you feel to. If you don't, literally no problem at all. Again, I hope that this was an encouragement to you. Let me pray for you and pray for you if you're sowing seed. Father, I thank you for this word of encouragement. Lord, I thank you for your strength that you give us by your Spirit to give you our very best every single day. God, I pray for each and every person that's listening to this, that they would make a decision that at the end of this year, going into next year, that they would give you their best. God, that I would give you my best every single day in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that we'll be able to look back at the end of 2025 and know that we gave our best to you, Lord. I pray for every person that's sowing seed today. God, I thank you for whatever they're believing you for. I join my faith with them, and I thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the Bible says that when we give, it's given back to us a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Lord, we love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope that this blessed you. Make sure to tune in again next week. Thanks for joining us. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by the teaching today. If you are between the grades of 5th through 12th grade, make sure to check us out in person at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in next week for another weekly podcast from Uncanceled. God bless.